Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scales Minisode 33, I think. I'm Tim, and with me is...
Olivia.
And we're going to review books, because why not? What you got?
I picked up not too long ago Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Pink, number one.
Was it good?
You know what? It wasn't bad.
Okay.
It was cute. I liked it. So, obviously it centers around the Pink Ranger.
It'd be great if it didn't.
It's just like pink. Nothing to do with it. No, so, as you start reading, it takes you, like, so you find out Pink Ranger's not actually the Pink Ranger at the moment. She's just a regular civilian, and she's in, she's a gymnast, and that's what she does now. So she senses trouble when her parents won't. What are you saying, Cliff? Stop it.
Stop it. There's a disturbance in the force.
You messed me all up. Okay, so...
I shook my fist at him.
Anyhow. She can't get a hold of her parents, so then she, like, zips on down with her motorcycle to Paris from Amsterdam, because that's where she lives now.
Naturally.
To that quick drive to Paris, or wherever she went, to find out what's going on with her parents, and ended up the town where her parents are living. It's a total ghost town, and nobody's there. And she can't find them. And there's, like, seemingly nobody's in the town at all. And then she encounters these, you know, creatures, of course. And so she, like, kicks their ass. And then she runs into, like, a French guy.
That
makes
sense.
Who's a potential love interest, ooh, seems like.
Oui, oui.
Yes.
Mendelsohn.
And so she calls upon, oh my god, obviously I'm not that deep into the, you know, Power Rangers fandom, but she calls upon Zordon on her communicator to, you know, help her out with this situation. So, sorry, they're making faces at me.
I love Zordon.
I met that guy once. It was weird, because his head wasn't just floating. It was attached to him, and he was a person. I was like, this is kind of a letdown.
That's not a way to get ahead in life. So, I...
Oh, yeah.
So, she finds out that the rest of the Power Rangers are on some mission, and he hasn't heard back from them at all, because she's trying to get help for this situation she's in. But then Zordon's like, I'll make an exception, and I'll let you be the Pink Ranger, and just, like, kind of go solo at this. And she's like, okay. And then, her and her new French buddy are, like, find out where these monster people are taking, like, all the people. And it turns out that the person or dude behind all of it was Goldar.
Aw, Goldar!
Goldar.
And
classic.
Goldar's holding her mom hostage. And that's kind of where it ends. So there's five more issues after this. And it was pretty well written. I liked it.
Yeah. Is the art good?
Yeah. I didn't have a problem with it.
Does
honestly,
she look like the original
Pink
Ranger?
Does she look like the Pink Ranger?
The original Pink Ranger.
She's kind of upgraded a little bit. I know the listeners can't see this.
Ah, yes.
But,
listen to the upgrades. Her costume does look pretty cool.
It's for our deaf listeners.
She's got more black accents in her costume now, but it's a more modern version of what it used to be.
I like the sound effects. Fwasha!
Fwasha!
And then kaboom! And then upgrades.
Those are classic.
Yes.
They're underutilized.
They are. Sound effects are very important in a comic, I think.
I agree.
So if you had to give it a rating, one being complete dog shit, and ten being the greatest thing you've ever seen in your life,
what would you give it? It's a solid 6.8.
Wow. I like it. One day I'm going to remember to take all of our numbers and actually make a list, and then when we look back at it, we'll be like, ooh, that's not better than that. And like, it'll be really, really kind of awesome. But I'm probably not going to ever do that.
That will likely never happen.
Yes. You are the realist of the group.
I try to give the most honest approach to life.
Aw. Always look on the bright side of life.
Yes.
Nobody whistled? There we go. I got that stuck in my head, and I kept singing it, and my wife was getting furious with me, because I could not stop whistling it. True story.
Stories are true. Thank you, Tim. Stories that are accurate. Brought to you by Tim.
There they are. I was also being a dick. But, anyways, I have a book.
You've got a book.
I got a book, and it is fucking terrible. So.
Whoa. It looks pretty cool.
It's not. So, Al from the comic book store, 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey, recently was on vacation. He was out in California and also out in Las Vegas. He stopped at a comic book store, and he said, I'm sure he did. And I don't know the name of the store, or I would plug them, since they're so far away, it would not matter to... The comic book store.
We're so close, depending on our viewership.
Maybe. Alright, well, I don't know the name anyway, so... he bought me this book just because. He's like, it might be great, it might be crap, but I bought it
for
you.
So let's review it on the podcast. It was great.
I told him I would do it. He said, why would you do that? Man, I said, I will do it. So,
man of his word.
Yes, sadly. This is called Insane Asylum number 1.
Insane Asylum.
From Insane Comics.
I love that.
Did you get it?
So, right off the bat, you know this is an indie book. More than likely. The cover looks fine. It's a demonic-looking woman in a straitjacket, and her dress flows underneath of it, and it's got a weird haunted house where there's somebody in a bathtub, and people getting stabbed. It's all kinds of creepy things clearly in the window.
It's just Rear View.
So,
reimagined.
Yeah, it's awful, actually.
Rear Window, I should say.
And what could go wrong?
What could go right? So, there's this story. The art is very...
It's black and white, completely.
Yes. It reminds me of Johnny the Homicidal Maniac, and Squee, and all that Jonan Vasquez stuff. Like, who went on to do Invader Zim. It reminds me of that art style. It's very dark. But it's not good at all. There's an underlining story of the woman that's on the cover.
Okay.
And she is...
Glad the cover's relevant to the story.
It is. So you, the reader, are supposed to be somebody going into this place. Huh. And she greets you, and she's like, hey, you shouldn't be here. And now I'm going to torture you and kill you, kind of thing. And
so it's like a different point of view. You're not just on the outside looking in. You're kind of a part of it.
You're a part of it, and she's going to tell you stories throughout, different horror stories, as she's trying to make a point that you shouldn't be here.
Uh-huh.
And each of the stories is written and drawn by somebody else. So it's kind of cool in that respect. It's a compilation of different indie artists. Some of the stories are okay. Some of them are not. Overall, it's not very good.
So you didn't like the book?
I like the idea, but it's... I mean, I just think it needed a little more time
executed.
In the oven. Yeah. Some of the art just really bothers me. Eyes are just crooked. And the stories are very mediocre.
Maybe she just has crooked eyes.
I mean... You could make that argument
because they're all crooked.
Did you think about that when you made that critique? Because I don't think you did.
I mean, maybe.
Just an inbred family.
And all the stories are your typical schlocky horror stories. There's nothing super special about them. We've seen the Chainsaw Maniac before in other stories. Yeah, but I like some of the art in some of the stories. But overall, this is just thrown together pretty terribly. This story, there's a story about old MacDonald's farm, and I thought for sure he was going to have sex with the animals by the way the way he is petting that cow is quite suspect.
I like his ... cow.
Mm-hmm. That cow's gonna get it. But he just milks the cow. Yeah, he's just singing old MacDonald, and then he says he has a blonde. He opens it up, and he's just gonna torture this blonde that he kidnapped.
Huge tits.
And it doesn't accomplish anything. You keep going. You've escaped to the roof at this point, and the creature is still following you. You get this weird story about a samurai bison. I thought that was cool.
Samurai bison?
That's never been done before.
I'm interested.
He's called American Bison, so if you want to check out more about
American bison. Samurai
bison. I like the art. Can replace Steve Rogers.
Maybe. The art style is kind of Hellboy-ish, if you ask me.
Yeah, it is.
I like, there's definitely, it has like a Cerebus feel, the way the snow is done and the backgrounds are done, but the characters look more Hellboy. This story was really bad. Sorry, after I built you up with American Bison and how great it was. I mean, they fight a giant snake. That's kind of fun, right? But you fall down, and you fall through the roof, and you hurt yourself, and you're stuck in the house forever, and that's how issue one ends. And to be continued, ? Hopefully not. Not for me. But this book is actually from January of this year, so it is a brand new book. What I did like about the book was the end on the back cover. It's an ad for Comic House, house spelled HAUS, .com, which is where you can probably order this book and other indie books. And if you're an indie artist, writer, whoever, you can sell your books on this website. Now, I have no idea if this website is reputable or good or anything. I like the idea, and I think if you also like the idea, you should check it out and see if it works for you. So that was my favorite part of this book. So thank you, Al, but it was not good.
You are awful wasting his time.
Oh, no.
And ours.
It can't all be great books. It can't all be Moon Knight. It's just that simple. So on a scale of 1 to 10, it's got to be a 2. Because I just feel like there's something worse out there. I don't want to give it the 1.
Totally Awesome Hulk?
Totally Awesome Hulk is easily a 1 for me. Just the worst. But, like, maybe it's not, because you could argue the art's fine. So maybe that's like a 2 or a 3. I think it's garbage, but
the art's not bad to look at.
The art is not that bad. Mm. Well, that's been another episode of Capes and Scowls. Thank you for checking us out. Make sure you check us out on YouTube as well. We are all over the damn place. We'll have a P.O. box soon. Maybe.
Hashtag soon.
Hashtag soon. Hashtag fingers.
P.O. box?
All right. Thank you for listening.